Prabhupada ki jai. Nitya Lila Prabhupada Om Vishnu Pada Savayangari Srila Bhakta Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaisarva Vrinda ki jai. Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Premsaka Hosh Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Udittananda Sri Advaita. Gadadhara Srivastati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopanasha Shamakunda Radhakunda Gira Govardhan ki jai. Sri Bhajabhuma Namanam ki jai. Sri Nabadit Mayapur Dham ki jai. Sri Nanatal Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. Ganga Mayi ki jai. Jamuna Mayi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Srimati Tulsi Maharani ki jai. Your most beautiful Lordship, Sri Shukmini Dwarkadish ki jai. Sri Shukmini Dwarkanath ki jai. Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Sumpadar ki jai. Sri Sri Gornitai ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Rinda ki jai. Going back to home, back to Godhead ki jai. ISKCON Los Angeles Yatra ki jai. Brihad Madanga Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai. International Food for Life Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Mo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to the Prabhupada. So, as everybody's noticed, this big screen is giving problems. My conjecture is that it's dust built up behind there over years and years. LA is a very dusty city. So tomorrow, right after the Sunday Peace Program, we're going to need a crew to take it off the wall and try to clean it thoroughly, because dust and electronics don't mix well together. When you have dust built up in any electronic device, then they start acting like this. Intermittent problems. If it was a solid problem, it could be something else. But because it's intermittent, I think that's the problem. So I'll also try to assemble a crew for me tomorrow, right after the Sunday Peace Program. We'll take it off the wall and try to fix it. So if it goes a little wonky today, please just try to give us till tomorrow to try to fix it. Yep. Anyway, we'll see. Okay, let me get in the right mode here. So far, so good. Narayanam namaskritya. Naram chaiva narottamam. Deving sarasatim vyasam. Tato jayamudhirayat. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a rare means of conquest, let us offer respectful obeisances to the personality of God and Lord Narayan. Unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being. Unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning. Unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and unto Srila Prabhupada, who is a translator, commentator, and our spiritual master. Nashta prayeshu badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naistiki. By regularly attending the Srimad Bhagavatam class and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving devotional service unto the personality of God, whose worship with transcendental songs becomes established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're continuing our reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the third canto, chapter 7. Today's text is 37. Let's see. Maybe we can put one line at a time. Let's see. For those who don't have their own device. No, it's not working. Balavangs, Techa, Katira, Patisankaraha, Patisankaraha, Tatam, Ka, Upasiran, Ka, U, Svid, Anusherate, Tatvanang Bhagavang Stesham Katida Pratisankramaha Tatremang Ka Upashimam Ka Udsvid Anusherate Tatvanang Bhagavang Stesham Katida Pratisankramaha Tatremang ka upasiran, ka uswid anusherate, tatvanam bhagavang stesha, katida pratisankramaha, tatremang ka upasiran, ka uswid anusherate, please chant. Anusherate. Tatvanang Bhagavang Stesham Katira Pratisankramaha Atremanka Upasiran Ka Uswid Anusherate. Right. Tatvanang Bhagavang Stesham Katidha Pratisankramaha Tatremanka Upasiran Ka Uswid Anusherate Tatvanang Bhagavang Stesham Katidha Pratisankramaha Tatremanka Upasiran Ka Uswid Anusherate, Vaishnavis. Tatvanang Bhagavang Stesham Katida Pratisankramaha Tatremang Ka Upasiran Ka Uswid Anusherate. Mataji, Purnamasi, you wanted to? Tatvanang Bhagavang Stesham Katidha Pratisankramaha Katremang Aupasiran Kausvid Anusherate. So, synonyms. Tatvanam of the elements of nature. Bhagavan, O great sage, Tesham, of them, Katidha, how many, Pratisankramaha, dissolutions, Tatra, thereupon, imam unto the Supreme Lord. Okay, who are they? Upasiran, being saved. Okay, who are they? Who? Swit me. Anusherate, serve the Lord while he sleeps. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. Please describe how many dissolutions there are for the elements of material nature, and who survives after the dissolutions to serve the Lord while he is asleep. Please repeat. Please describe how many dissolutions there are for the elements of material nature, and who survives after the dissolutions to serve the Lord while he is asleep. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the Brahma Sangita, chapter 5, text 47 and 48, it is said that all the material manifestations with innumerable universes appear and disappear with the breathing of Mahavishnu lying in yoga nidra or mystic sleep. Yakaranavajale bhajatisma yoga nidra mananta jagananda sharoma kupak adhara shaktim abalamya param samurtim govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami yasyaika nishvasita kala matavalambya jivanti loma bilaja jagadanda nata vishnur mahansa higayasya kala vishesho govindamadi purusham tamahang bhajami. Translation, Govinda, the ultimate and supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, lies sleeping unlimitedly on the causal ocean in order to create unlimited numbers of universes during that sleep. He lies on the water by his own internal potency, and I worship that original supreme Godhead. Due to his breathing, innumerable universes come into existence, and when he withdraws his breath, there occurs the dissolution of all the lords of the universes. That plenary portion of the Supreme Lord is called Mahavishnu, and he is a part of the part of Lord Krishna. I worship Govinda, the original Lord. End of translation. After the dissolution of the material manifestations, the Lord and his kingdom beyond the causal ocean do not disappear, nor do the inhabitants, the Lord's associates. The associates of the Lord are far more numerous than the living entities who have forgotten the Lord due to material association. The impersonalist explanation of the word aham in the four verses of the original Bhagavatam, aham eva asam eva agre, and so on, is refuted here. The Lord and his eternal associates remain after the dissolution. Vidura's inquiry about such persons is a clear indication of the existence of all the paraphernalia of the Lord. This is also confirmed in the Kashi Khanda, as quoted by both Jiva Goswami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, who follow in the footsteps of Srila Sridhar Swami. Na chyavantehi yad bhakta mahatyam pralayapadi atochuto kile loke saekak sarvako Vyaha. Translation, the devotees of the Lord never annihilate their individual existences, even after the dissolution of the entire cosmic manifestation. The Lord and the devotees who associate with him are always eternal in both the material and spiritual worlds. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tadamini. Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadesha Tarne Om Agyana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobisham Stapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeyahang Sri Guru Sri Utapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaisavangsha Shri Rupam Sagadatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvatam Tangsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Mitangsha. Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandha Vajagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kancha Nagorangi Radhe Vrindabaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kopaturubhya Shakripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanang Pabanebhyo Vaisnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vansari Gaur Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada is quoting extensively from the Brahma Samhita, which his spiritual master presented in English. However, if you read the foreword, how many of you have read the Brahma Samhita? Hands. Practically everybody here. So you may recall that in the foreword, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he discusses how Lord Chaitanya found, first of all, he says, this Brahma Samhita that I'm presenting is only the fifth chapter out of 100 chapters. And that fifth chapter was found in the Adi Keshava temple in the Travancore state of India by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And he presented it to his followers to study. Notably, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta goes on to say that his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who we just celebrated his appearance, presented this work in Bengali. And one of his followers, he says in the foreword, he doesn't say who, but I'm guessing that it's him, because nobody else had that level of English that I'm aware of amongst Bhaktivinoda Thakur's followers. Anyway, he said one of Bhaktivinoda's followers then presented it in English so that it could be widely disseminated. So, if you read the English, starting with that foreword, you understand that even though English was his second language, he was an English scholar. The materialistic dominion cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat who is ever inviting the fallen conditioned souls to associate with him through devotion or eternal serving mood. Just that first sentence is like, this is not an ordinary person. Again, English is his second language, and he's speaking in such high English that even native English speakers couldn't talk. And so, how does Lord Brahma start out the only chapter that we have surviving, chapter 5? This is something else. Really bugs me. I buy the microphones for the temple, and when we have programs here where there are multiple mics used, somebody takes the temple mic away and leaves something less than. That's why we're having trouble with the mics now. Now we have to go and buy some new mics. This time, please let us have them engraved. New Dwarka Temple. Temple use only. Seriously, we have to do that. Because this is not what I bought. Somebody came here with this mic, took away the temple mic, and left this one here. And it's not functioning properly. Anyway, in that chapter, Lord Brahma starts out that very first verse, which one has to understand in order to understand the rest of that fifth chapter. And indeed, in order to understand Krishna consciousness, you have to understand this verse. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. This is such a seed verse for understanding the philosophy of Krishna consciousness that we really need to regularly dive into it. So, very simple points presented, but they're crucial to understanding the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So, Ishvara Parama. There are many so-called controllers in this world. The husband thinks he's in control of the wife, and he has to confidentially admit that she's the boss. Like that. So everybody thinks that they're a controller of a family, of a community, of a country, of the whole world. People are thinking like that. They're in control. But time usually proves them wrong. But Brahma is reminding us, there is a Parameshwara. You may be controller for some time, but time is going to cut you down. But there is a Parameshwara. And that Ishvara Parama Krishna. That's Krishna. Why do we say there are so many Krishnas? Satchidananda Vigraha. If we examine our bodies, our Vigraha, our form, it's definitely not Satchidananda. At least not this external form that we're currently showing as being ourselves. Sat, eternal. Chit, full of knowledge. Ananda, full of bliss. Definitely not. And even children can understand this. Just like a few days ago, I received an invitation to speak at a high school. So I will be going with my A team, academic team, on the 22nd of this month. And we always present this to them, that there's two different realms of existence. There's a spiritual realm and a material realm. And we show them the differences. And one of the differences is the composition of the bodies. In the spiritual world, all bodies, all forms are sat, chit, ananda. In this material world, we're asat, at least the forms, again, that we're presenting as ourselves. And we're so proud of looking in the mirror. And it's asat, temporary. It's ignorant. It's not chit, it's achit. And nirananda. You may say, well, I'm happy. Yeah, but how long does that so-called happiness last? And what is it based on? It's always dependent on something. If I get this situation, if I get it. And even if you get it, you're still not happy. Still not happy. Why? Because we're not free in this material atmosphere. We're not free. Our freedom is severely curtailed. And whenever our freedom is curtailed, we get upset. An example. If you steal some small item from a store, you get caught, you get thrown in jail. If you do something more serious against the criminal code, you get thrown in maximum security prison. But if you're high on the socioeconomic ladder, you're a big, big so-and-so, and you steal millions of dollars, which has definite negative impact on the whole society, you get put in club fed, federal prison, where barely there's any control and you have access to and whatever you want practically. But even there, people are not happy. So they came up with another system. Okay, you can stay at home, but we give you an electronic monitor on your ankle, so you can't leave your home. You can stay at home with your family and servants and whatever, but you can't go out because you have this electronic bracelet that you have to wear. And even then, they're not happy. Many of them, they break the bracelet and escape, run away. We don't like to have our freedom curtailed in any way. But we have to admit, as long as we're in this material atmosphere, we're not free. We're not free. And that's the main cause of our being unhappy. We're not free in many ways, not just not free to go wherever we want, but we're not free to exert our control over whomever we want. And that begins with the family. The parents are trying to control the children, and even as babies, children, no, leave me alone, no, I don't want to do that, no, I don't want to go here, no, 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 no. They don't have any control. They're trying to exert control, and they get frustrated. The children are trying to control the parents, and the parents are saying no. Right? The child wants to go here, do this, do that, and the parent says no. So the child gets frustrated. So everybody in this material atmosphere is frustrated because we're all trying to control each other, and nobody's agreeing to be controlled. Some guy from one country is trying to control another country, and the citizens of that country don't want to be controlled. So they fight. They would rather die than be controlled by this guy. So this is because our nature in the spiritual atmosphere is to be free. So again, we have to try to understand this verse. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir has no beginning. Right? Krishna has no beginning. But he's the source of everything. Sarva Karna Karnam. He is the cause of all causes. Now, the big, big brains in this material world, they're still trying to figure out where did everything come from. Recently, they've launched this James Witt telescope. They're very proud of it. They call it JWT for short. And it's imaging in the infrared spectrum. So now they're able to see things that they claim happened billions of years ago. But because the light is still present, the infrared light is still present, they can image it. And they show all these wonderful cosmological pictures, and they're conjecturing. Now they're saying openly, many scientists, that we actually think the Big Bang Theory is not correct. Based on what we're seeing from this JWT, this infrared telescope, we're beginning to understand that maybe the Big Bang is not correct. They're questioning it. A lot of technical reasons why, but bottom line is they always had this image of an infinitely expanding universe. But based on the correlation between galaxies that they see now through this telescope, they're saying that no, the galaxies are not traveling away. It's the space that's expanding. and he came up with all these things. One of the biggest brains in that scientific community was James Hawkins. He's now Stephen Hawkins. He's now no longer with us. The guy was for many years wasn't born that way, but he was paraplegic, confined to a wheelchair, could barely move. But he was supposedly such a big, big mind. Everybody was, whoa, what a wonderful thinker. And what was his conclusion? Literally, he stated, it's written. He said, I've come to the conclusion that the universe was spontaneously manifest from nothing. From nothing. Here's this big, big thinker. He's saying openly that he thinks the universe was spontaneously manifest from nothing. Any child could see that that's nonsense. How can you get something out of nothing? So if I had met him personally, I would say, look, I'm going to sit down and eat Mahaprasadam, but I'm going to give you nothing. And from that nothing, you manifest something to eat. Don't even manifest the universe. We won't even go that far. Just manifest something to eat from your nothing. Can you do that? No, he would die of starvation. So they come up with these foolish theories. And people buy it. Yeah, wonderful thinker. So we're so fortunate to have come across Srila Prabhupada and the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, which are telling us, no, everything doesn't come from nothing. Everything comes from Krishna. Anadir Adir Govinda. Go means cow and go means senses. Krishna gives pleasure to the cows and the senses. And he's been doing it since time immemorial. He is the source of everything. What makes more sense? I asked the students when I talked to them that everything came from a supreme being who is eternally existing, or that it came from nothing. What makes more sense to you? Just as an individual, think about it for a second. What makes more sense? And generally they have to admit, yeah, it seems more probable that everything came from an eternally existing source than from nothing. From nothing you get nothing. It's so plain to see. From nothing you get nothing. But they are so bewildered by the material energy that they can't see that. And this is the benediction of modern science. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that the modern education, university education especially, is simply a slaughterhouse. Simply a slaughterhouse, because they're training persons to stay in the material world. No clue about the origins, real origin of life, real origin of everything. No clue, therefore, about how to get out. If you don't see the problem, you can't come up with a solution. In other words, you have to identify the problem. Just like recently, we were having some electrical problems at the BBT. So I had Anadi come in because he's an expert on electricity. And I was able to tell him what the problem was. Yeah. Based on the problem, the description of the problem, he came up with two ways of solving it. A new outlet and then change the breakers in the brick box outside. If you don't know the problem, you can't solve it. So first thing is to identify the problem. And the real problem, as we learn from Bhagavad Gita, janma mrityu jarabha di dukkha doshana darshanam. Birth, death, old age, and disease. No matter who you are, no matter how much money you have, just like this invader, invading his neighboring country. He's supposedly the richest man on earth, worth $800+ billion, but still unhappy. So unhappy that he has to invade his neighboring country. Can't be happy through material means. The real problem that you have to solve is not that your neighbors are better off than you, or you know somebody's disrespecting you or whatever. The real problem is birth, old age, disease, and death. How are you going to solve that? Now, I had the good fortune of serving with and actually living together with Mukunda Maharaj for several years. And one of his key points that he presents from Prabhupada's presentation of philosophy is that you can't solve material problems with material solutions. You can only solve material problems with spiritual solutions. Out there, they don't understand that. So they're constantly scrambling, putting together this committee and this, that, to try to solve that problem. The homelessness, like right now, there's homeless people rampant all over L.A. County. How to solve that? They're looking for material solutions. Always give us more money so we can build this or do that. That's not going to solve the problem. Prabhupada himself said that in India they know that there's always a class of men, you could say citizens, who are going to be living on the footpath no matter what you do. It's just their karma in this particular lifetime. Based on the mode of nature that they've cultivated, there's nothing you can do really. So they spend a lot of money building this house and they put people in there and they go out again on the street. Because Pagla Baba, they're not together here because they've descended so far into ignorance that they've been attacked by madness. Madness is one of the six enemies of the living entity in the material world. Lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, and madness. We should never forget that. It's one of the enemies. So people literally go mad because they slide so far down into the mode of ignorance. So many examples you see on the street every day. Some of them, they go back and forth regularly. There's one particular woman. Every single day she comes, she stops on that corner, Watsikin and Venice Boulevard, and she gives a class to somebody. I don't know who she's talking to. She's yelling at the top of her voice, this, that. And then she walks on every single day. So that's madness. That's madness. And people descend into madness because nobody has trained them since birth. What is the goal of life and how to achieve it? Fortunately, through the agency of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya coming down through Srila Prabhupada, there is hope. There is hope. I remember back in 75, there was one psychologist who came here to New Dwarka. And he asked devotees to arrange a meeting for him with Prabhupada. So they did. And he said to Srila Prabhupada that, "Your Grace, so many of my colleagues," in other words, people in the mental health field, psychiatry, "they think that your followers are crazy. But I would like permission from you to study your devotees so I can present to them that no, they're actually not crazy, they're very sane." So Prabhupada said no. He said, "Even if you can clinically prove that they're not sane, if they can stick to this process of Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna, taking prasadam, they are properly situated." That was Prabhupada's response. Properly situated. So after Prabhupada left, I guess this psychologist had stayed in touch with some devotees. And he came around again, and this is their intelligence. He said, because after Prabhupada left, you know, there were some problems happening in society. So he said, this brilliant psychologist, that, "You know, your real problem is this. You guys are too uptight. You're too serious. Once in a while, you should have a beer. Go out and have fun." That was his recommendation. You see? So this is what happens when we associate with materialistic people. They have no clue. They have no clue. And therefore, they don't have any solid standing. They may seem to be sane. They may seem to be brilliant. But they don't know anything. Because if you don't understand Ishwara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karna Karnam, then you can't understand anything. You can't. Whatever so-called knowledge you have is taken away by the material energy, illusory energy. And whatever standing you have in society is just temporary. And they fight amongst themselves because they don't have any clue about what is the goal of life and how to achieve it. So we're very fortunate in this section. Vidura is asking Maitreya all these wonderful questions, the answers to which are always pertinent. It's not that because it happened thousands and thousands of years ago that it has no bearing on modern society and you guys are just, you know, reading practically fairy tales. No, this is the reality. This is the reality. That Krishna expands himself as the Purusha avatars, lies down in the causal ocean, and from his breathing, so many universes are coming out. And yes, they do expand. That much is obvious. The universes are expanding. Up to the limit of one breath of Mahavishnu. And when he inhales, then they all contract and come back into his body. So Vidura is asking here about what happens after that. After the dissolution. After the dissolution, who remains to serve the Lord? And Prabhupada is pointing out in his purport that yes, there are personalities that are ever existing beyond this temporary manifestation, creation, and destruction of the material world. And if we hear attentively the answers to these questions and meditate on them, then we get real knowledge. We don't have to ooh and ah over the photos from the JWT telescope. We don't have to It's just matter. And they're, as usual, they're fascinated by matter, not by the source of that matter. They don't want to hear that there is a personality behind all of this wonderful cosmic manifestation that you're looking at, this mind-blowing pictures of galaxies and all that. It's a fragment, a fraction of the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we want to hear about that person, not about the temporary, foolish, materialistic scientists who are, again, they're just guessing. They come up with theories and they defeat their own theories, and now they're arguing. For so many years, they've been forcing the Big Bang Theory on students, forcing it on you. And now, within their own community, they're debating it again, afresh. We could have told them. We told them a long time ago. It's nonsense, this Big Bang Theory. It's nonsense. You can't get something out of nothing. No, this wasn't nothing. It was a singularity, a point of infinite temperature and pressure. And then it exploded. But now they're examining, because after the explosion, what happens? So much matter was ejected, and it was traveling at such high speed, and then it condensed. But if it condenses, then why still traveling? You know, there's so many questions that they can't answer. And they keep changing their theories. And now again, they're opening up debate on the Big Bang. A lot of recognized astronomers and physicists and scientists of different doctrines, they're again questioning this Big Bang because it doesn't make sense. So let us just hear the answers, the real answers from Maitreya, meditate on them, and we will have real knowledge. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai.
Thank you. You always have.